The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Actually, we're going to round up today's show by a discussion around sport, and specifically, well, the game last night. Now, don't turn off the radio. Don't worry. We're not pouring back over all of those goals. Enough of that has been done. But you might have seen some of the headlines today about the lack of a sports psychologist working with the Irish men's football team. So Hamir Halgrimson, the manager, was saying that, and this is because of tightened resources, that instead he has prioritised the funds he has on hiring a new athletic performance coach. But Aoife Quinn is with me, a sports psychologist. Aoife, what value does any team derive out of having a sports psychologist?
Absolutely huge value, Kieran. I mean,
Say that now, Aoife.
Well, if we look at performance in sport, if we break it down, we have our physical sports and we have our physical skills, we have our fitness, we have our strength and conditioning, we have our nutrition, we have our injury prevention. Those are all essential pieces of our performance. But we also need our mental skills. We cannot perform in sport without them. And the reality is that it takes time to establish these skills. It takes time to establish that team mindset. So if we think about elements of team mindset, communication patterns, for example, if we're thinking about team identity, those are all aspects of mindset that are going to take time to establish. They're not going to be an overnight fix or something that can be established with a sports psychologist in one chat. So very, very important. But the sports psychologist does a number of different important jobs as part of developing that mindset, even down to having maybe difficult conversations. So if a player needs to come forward and say, look, I think this needs to change, or I think we could really improve from that, the psychologist is a really valuable person because they're a non-biased member of the staff. And oftentimes players maybe are a little bit hesitant to talk to manager, coaches, and the psychologist is a great person that they can go to and say, look, confidentially, this is what's happening. And I think that we need a solution in place. So there's many different aspects of the job and very important.
Is it relatively unusual for a team on this level not to have a sports psychologist as part of the backroom setup?
Yeah, again, I think we've come a long way in the last number of years in terms of teams seeing the value of a sports psychologist. Now, they do tend to be more so on a part-time basis, maybe brought in from time to time. We're trying to, as a field, establish the importance of having a full-time sports psychologist there who's able to see, you know, both training sessions as well as being able to observe the matches. But again, it does come down more often than not to the finances that are available, but also, I suppose, in terms of how valuable they see a sports psychologist. So it depends on the sport, it depends on the team, and it depends on their financial situation then as well.
I would assume that at kind of Premier League level, where a lot of these guys are plying their trade, or, you know, some of them, say Evan Ferguson in Italy, kind of at a similar level, elite football in Italy, that they would probably have access to sports psychologists in those setups, that this is something they'd be used to, a resource they'd be used to.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that has been mentioned, that they do have access to sports psychologists, whether it's they're seeking them out themselves, through their clubs, etc. And that's extremely valuable. And it's very beneficial for the players. They're working on aspects of their mindset, whether it's their self-belief, whether it's their concentration, goal setting and things like that. But we have to remember, they're also playing a team sport. So we have aspects, team dynamics, for example, team communication, team cohesion, all of these different elements need to be addressed. And we can't address those elements when we're working individually with a player. And remember, you can have so much belief in yourself as a player, and that's very important. But when you're playing as part of a team, you're relying on the support of the other players, on the role of the other players. So you need to have a belief in the group. And so it's very important, as I said, as a group, that we're working on those pieces. We want to avoid essentially having, you know, 11 individual players. We need to have everybody working together as a team. And that's why the teamwork is very important.
It's interesting. You're echoing a lot of the things that the manager, Hamir Halgrimson, has talked about, the need for a togetherness. Would there be a value at this stage in availing of a sports psychologist? I mean, how quickly does the impact manifest?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good point. And it's oftentimes why many sports psychologists will be approached by athletes. Listen, we have the championship next week. And
yeah.
Listen, enjoy the championship and come back to me afterwards. You're absolutely right. As I said, we're talking about brain change here. We're talking about changing the ways that we speak to each other, whether it's the ways that we think, whether it's the way that we make decisions. The brain does not deal with switches. So it's not going to be an instant fix or an instant change. We have to form new habits. We have to learn new ways of doing things. And that is going to take time. Now, it is going to depend on what the expectations are on the sports psychologist and what the manager or the other staff are expecting of them. But as we were saying, it's not going to be a quick fix. And you would have to be very limited in terms of your expectations of bringing somebody in last minute and what you can expect from that. You want to be getting started with the psychologist as early as possible and establishing that person as a member of that support team and giving them the time to do their job. That's often a frustration for us. We need that time to be able to establish all of the different procedures in place.
Oh, well, listen, maybe if they get someone in today, it'll help then by the time the next qualifying campaign rolls around. Aoife Quinn, sports psychologist. Aoife, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.